glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. But God found fault with the people and said, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." It is Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. Oh, listening friend, I'm so excited. I got two great friends in the studio with me, and there's so much to share and say, so I'm going to get right down to it and then also mention that tomorrow night at 6 p.m., Ubi's coming in from Indiana, and he's going to teach and share on the topic, Biblical and Practical Paths to Unity. So come join us at the Great News Media Center at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Monday, Thursday, for this great time of learning about unity. That's something that we've been doing as a prayer group for many weeks, actually many months. And at 7 p.m., our community-wide prayer gathering will also happen. So if you can stay for both, that would be great. But 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Great News Media Center, right here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, right between LensCrafters and Old Navy, come on out at 6 p.m. and Ubi will be sharing. And then if you can stay at 7 p.m., we'll have our community-wide worship and prayer gathering. So that's coming up tomorrow. And I'm excited to share this new guest, this new friend with you, because Amika, who's a dear friend, it was funny, Amika, when we prayed right before this program, I'm like, wow, his prayers are just so familiar and comforting. And oh, that's right, I pray with him all the time on the Thursday night. So I kind of laughed. And then I appreciated Brother Jokes also praying. We always pray up our program. Praying up meaning we just ask God to use it to his glory, to bring hope, or maybe encouragement, or a blessing, or a teaching, maybe healthy conviction. We always ask God to use it as only he can. And so I trust as you tune in today and you hear about some special ministry, not only going on in Africa, but Europe, North America, and the Philippines, as Brother Jokes shares. Now, he's a doctor, a professor, a teacher, an author, a speaker. And Amika, you were excited to bring him in. He's in from Nigeria.
Oh, yes.
He shared recently at your church last week, I think 3 or 4 different days, he shared messages and encouraged the congregation. But you know him as a friend, as a co-laborer in the Lord.
That's
What do you appreciate most about Brother Jokes?
Well, humility comes first. You know, he's just a great person to be around, a great brother, you know, somebody you can talk to and be rest assured he will let you know his honest opinion on whatever the topic is. So he's just a fantastic brother.
And recently he shared some messages at your church.
Yes.
And during this Holy Week, he emphasized some of the work that he's doing. And I'll say it now, and then at the end of the program, you can find out more about Brother Jokes by stopping by thelivingbread.net, thelivingbread.net. But what was it about some of his messages or the encouragement that he shared with you?
Well, he breaks down the word. He brings it down to a simplified version that even a child can understand. And that was really attractive to me. It was really, there's this word that he brought a few days ago on ministration with the Lord, you know, the communication with the Lord. I said it's vertical, you know. I mean, those are the kind of things. I would encourage listeners to go to livingbread.net. I think he has some of his messages there. So they just go ahead and listen.
Now, Brother Jokes, before I ask you why choose Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 through 10 to open up our program, because I know you're familiar and you love much of Scripture, all of Scripture, but you have other favorite verses. Before I ask you to talk about that, tell us something about yourself that you want our listeners to know about your heart for the Lord or who you are as a follower of Jesus.
Well, I've been walking with the Lord since 1977, when I had this personal encounter with the Lord. I was then in secondary school, what you would call high school here, and then I had that encounter. And then, of course, went on to medical school, and that relationship has actually deepened. And now working as a doctor and a lecturer, you know, the Lord has given us this burden to reach out, you know, with the word. Because our experience is that a lot of believers are struggling with practical issues of life. You know, so we find that, to summarize, you know, a lot of people, believers, focus on just the horizontal relationship, you know, just the social relationship with friends, family, and very little on a personal relationship with the Lord. And without that, it's really difficult to face issues of life, because God has made provision how we can overcome. You know, so, and that's why Hebrews is my favorite, because it tends to point believers to the focus, you know, because the Old Testament was more like an external thing. There was a stone covenant, tablet God wrote on it. But in the New Covenant, God wants to write on our hearts. So our hearts now become the code in which God has to write on. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, the challenge is that the story begins from Adam, from Genesis, as you see in Matthew. You know, and you know, the scriptures tell us that sin came into Adam, which is actually darkness. You know, so this darkness changed the whole nature of man. You know, so man really is in the low place. And relationship across the board with men, you know, even education, really doesn't give you the energy you need to rise above challenges. So that is the good news of the New Testament, because as Jeremiah actually said in Jeremiah 31, which the writer quoted, he says, I will make a new covenant. You know, so I'm bringing help to you, you know. So I will say, I'll bring my law into your mind. And if you look at the Greek says nomos. Nomos means law, you know. So someone can drive a car on the road. You tell him, if you break the traffic rule, you pay $10,000. He doesn't want to pay $10,000. But in his heart, he breaks the rule. But outwardly, he's keeping the rule. So that's the whole challenge of man, that we have all these laws, all these rules, conventions, and codes. And, you know, people were just making a play out of it. You know, so the real change comes when there is an inward change. And that inward change is what the blood of Jesus brings. Because the blood of Jesus brings life. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. You know, I ask people, how many people have seen the blood of Jesus? Nobody has. So it's a spiritual dynamic. It's a spiritual energy. In fact, we are told in Hebrews that the blood of Jesus speaks. So there is an energy there which a lot of believers are not aware that there is help, you know, in the scriptures, there is help in the blood, there is help in the spirit. So that's the message we've been sharing all over Africa, in Europe, we're here now, we're in Canada 2 weeks ago, actually last week, and we're going down south to Texas by next week. So it's a pretty heavy, busy schedule. And of course, a lot of these messages are on the Living Bread website. And it also has some of the books we've written and other messages by other people. Of course, there are also links to others. So that, in a nutshell, is what we've been doing.
And I'm going to take our listeners and myself back, because we're just meeting up now. But you mentioned having an earlier encounter with Jesus. And so it's going to be a little bit of a testimony Tuesday on Wednesday. How did you become familiar with Jesus as Lord and Savior? Did you grow up in a Christian home?
Yes, I grew up in a Christian home. We had my mom, you know, got us all into Sunday school that we'll have as part of the service. And of course there, you know, we had those Bible stories and the principles laid out. And then growing up, there were other Christian groups like the Scripture Union and all that. So these were a Christian group that helped to deepen one's experience. But even that wasn't all that. And I never really did appreciate it until when I was in high school and I had this encounter with Jesus Christ in 1977, and I gave birth, because that was then I really realized that I was born in sin. I needed God. Yeah. I was struggling, you know, and until, in fact, the scripture that really touched me was, I think it's 1 Samuel, where Samuel told Saul, be sure your sins will find you out.
Mm.
You know, so that really hit me and came close. And because I had issues, mm. and I couldn't really answer them. So that scripture really helped me to respond to the Lord. And since then, I would say it has been a blast. I've not looked back. It has been an exciting day, every day with Jesus, as a professional, as a medical professional, with all the science. You know, the message of scripture still stands out there.
Now, you grew up in a Christian home, but I'm thinking there's a number of listeners that are tuned in that don't know anything about a relationship with God,
yes.
don't understand Jesus, even during the season when yes. we're celebrating Easter and, you know, Monday, Thursday, tomorrow, the suffering, and Good Friday when yes. he was buried,
yes.
and then Resurrection Sunday, which we can't wait for Sunday so we can yes. celebrate, but...
Yes.
For the person maybe unfamiliar with God's love,
yes.
that encounter you had, you knew of God, you knew of Jesus,
yes.
and you accepted him as Lord and Savior because you knew that God loved you and cared.
Yes.
But how does the person that's unfamiliar with Christianity, or that you can have a relationship with God, what would you say to them about Jesus?
Yes, it's much the same. I mean, Paul had that kind of experience when he went to, you know, where he was, you know, he preached them in some of those cities in Greece, Athens, and, you know, these guys were all tied down with knowledge. I mean, this is a university town. Everyone is, you know, mm-hmm. academics and all that. But he said, when you look at your environment, you know, things in your everyday life, they show you, they point you mm-hmm. to the fact that life is just beyond the material. There are people who want us to believe that, you know, there is nothing beyond them, and that's not true, you know, because the Bible says, in Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and when you look at what's happening, it's very clear that there is a spiritual dimension mm-hmm. to life.
Mm-hmm.
So my message to everyone who is there, even though you are tied down with, you know, all the material world, the truth of the matter is that man has two natures. Even your mind, when you are sleeping, for example, it's your conscious realm, is mind is switched off, and your unconscious aspect comes. Even your body, there are parts of your body that you don't have control over. For mm-hmm. example, your heart. You know, you cannot determine that your heart should stop beating,
mm-hmm.
but you can move your hand. So even that itself is a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at your body to see that there is a spiritual dimension
mm-hmm.
to life,
mm-hmm.
and you know, as the scripture tells us that God is the Lord of the heavens. God's throne in heaven. God lives in heaven. And anytime anyone had an open heaven experience, they always saw God. Stephen saw God. Jesus did. Jacob did. So it's real. You know, so it's really a waste to go through life just concerned with mundane issues. There is really an experience beyond the material. And the challenge is anyone, if you look around the other, I mean, look, see how ordered our planet is, our world is. It just couldn't just be a big bang,
yeah.
you know, and all that. You know? So there had to be an order, as they would say, an intelligent design that brought that into being. Yes.
Listening friend, if there's a stirring in your heart, maybe you've never entertained the idea that there's a holy, sovereign, wonderful God that does delight in you, cares for you, wants to spend eternity with you. If maybe this is a foreign concept or a new concept you've never even thought of, it's a truth, and let me give you an 800 number that you can call, because there's some great people that will answer your questions about the Christian faith, who is Jesus, how you can trust the Bible, what it means to have a relationship with God. Dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM, and they'll answer your questions. They'll pray with you. Anything you want to ask them about, like, who is Jesus, or how do I have this relationship with God? What would it look like? I think you'll be encouraged and blessed. And maybe today will be that day that you ask Jesus into your heart and you'll never be the same. Well, Brother Jokes, I appreciate you coming in. And I want to learn a little more about this ministry that God is using in so many people's lives, found at thelivingbread.net, thelivingbread.net. So talk about that ministry and how you see God using it to advance his purposes.
Yes, thelivingbread.net, it's a platform that puts out messages by myself, by other other ministers, and also messages from my local fellowship. I'm part of a local fellowship. We relate to other fellowships in Nigeria, other parts of Africa, and all that. Usually what we do, we start off different churches, but we don't own them. They're independent. We believe that every fellowship is independent and is headed by Jesus Christ. Mm. So that's how we do it. So but we're open to have fellowship. We also those who are kind of in an organized setting, you know, we also have fellowship, you know, so that's what we do. I've been to Moscow twice to preach, been to different parts of the world, Philippines and others. So it's the same message, encouraging believers to look inwards and to have a viable walking relationship with Jesus Christ.
And I wrote down the word overcomers, and you alluded to it earlier on, but when we're empowered by the Holy Spirit and serving the Lord, God can do great things through us. To him be the glory, but he wants all of us to be ignited, to be encouraged, to proclaim the good news message, to bring healing and hope to the world.
Yes.
And so that person that's maybe a little discouraged today, what would you say to them so that they can realize they can be overcomers?
Well, the key to overcoming is in the mind. And that's what that scripture says, that he will put his law in our mind. So when someone comes into the world, he comes with a mind that's fallen. It's tied down by sin. And there is nothing on the natural plane that can cause that mind to rise. But the Bible says in Isaiah 55 that my thoughts are higher than your own thoughts. My ways are higher than your own ways. So the word of God is spirit. It's not just letter. In fact, the word of God is God's thought. And God's
living
thought...
Living and active, I think, in that other word.
So the word of God is living, active. And in fact, even descends your thought. So the first approach is to open one's life to the word of God, not as a literature, but as a basis for a spiritual relationship with God. So if you come to the word of God, you know, with an intellectual approach, you just get an academic stuff, you know, and that's why even that is going to be a blessing. But the word of God opens up, has a spiritual. In fact, the Bible says there is a letter of the word and the spirit of the word. So when you go beyond the letter of the word and come into the realm of the spirit, it's the whole world opens up to you. So the Bible says that Abraham is the father of faith. Abraham had a seed, and he says that seed of Abraham is Christ. But the seed of Abraham was Isaac. So Isaac is a type, speaks of the reality in Christ. You know, so when we just limit ourselves to just the historical Jesus, which there was a historical Jesus, just like there was a historical Julius Caesar or Alexander the Great or whoever. But the story of Jesus is just beyond the historical, you know. The Bible says the blood of Jesus was shed from the foundation of the world. So that's a spiritual reality. You know, so if you look at the blood of Jesus as just an academic thing, you miss the point. So the message to everyone is that there is help. The help is in the word of God. The word of God is a doorway into the spirit. If you begin to read the word of God, just like the website says, living bread, every day you have natural food. You also need spiritual food. The spiritual food is the word of God. So just like you have three meals a day, you can also have three go at the word of God. So that gives you an engagement with God. It spices your life. You get an inspiration. You get a direction. The Bible says, unto the righteous, there appears light in darkness. So if you're a believer, you're in darkness, there is a place to get inspiration. If you go to the scriptures, open your heart, God will speak to you and give you direction. So that's the reality. So there is help. And that is the message you are bringing.
Amen. Amen.
Becoming an overcomer, may you draw close to God today. I wrote down James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you.
Exactly.
If you're somebody maybe on the fence, you've never thought about God loving you or caring for you, draw near to him today. He will draw near to you. God's word says that.
Amen.
He created you. He designed you. You have gifts and talents, and he desires you to be in a personal relationship with him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the season that we celebrate the fact that he died for our sins, that he died for our sins. He was buried, but God didn't leave him there. He rose from the dead. He can walk with us today and empower us. So we can be those overcomers. Listening friend, find out more at thelivingbread.net, thelivingbread.net. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends tab. In the studio with me is Brother Jokes in from Nigeria. He's a doctor, a professor, a teacher, a speaker, an author, an all-around free agent for Jesus. He's a good guy, a faithful follower of Jesus, and I've appreciated getting to know him recently. And I appreciate my friend Amika here that also is being used of God in a variety of ways. You might have noticed Amika's advertisement in our Prime Lifetimes publication. You'll see the Euros Motors ad, and you might, if you need a car or something, give him a call. But Amika, appreciate you introducing me to Brother Jokes.
Yes, I'd like on Brother Jokes to speak on the mind and the soul. So over the weekend where we were meeting, he did such a wonderful job breaking it down. So I am hoping he can just get a few minutes to share on that.
Yes, the thing is, in Romans chapter 12, you know, it says, be transformed. So that word transform means to be changed from one level to another by the renewing of your mind. The Greek word for that renewing speaks of new energy. So the mind, actually, it's the key. The soul, as taught by the scripture, has four natures. The mind, which has the nature of an eagle, and then the emotions, which has the nature of a lion, desire, which is shown as the nature of man, and the nature of man is dual, both heavenly and earthly. You know, and then finally, the will, which is represented by the nature of an ox or a calf. So you find those scriptures in Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Revelation. So what it does tell us is that the nature of man, the nature of the soul, was brought forth when God, it says that God made Adam. This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, that God made Adam from the clay, that's the earth, and he breathed into that's the heaven. And a new creation of God came to be, which is the soul. So the soul is a product of the marriage of the heavens and the earth. So God wants to live in you, in everyone. So God created man for his own. He says, I have desired Zion as my dwelling place. So what we see in the Old New Testament, or the tabernacle and all, is just a picture of what he wants to be. So Jesus says, if you destroy this temple, that's John chapter 2, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. And in verse 19, it says he spoke of the temple of his body. So that's a great thing that people miss out, that the real temple of God is man, not just man, but the soul. The chief part of the soul is the mind. And no one is going to overcome if the mind is not fixed. And what fixes the mind first is the blood. So the blood of Jesus is applied in the mind. You see that in Egypt, he said, put the blood on the lintel, and that brought deliverance. So people cannot have deliverance unless the blood is in their mind. Because that blood comes with energy. The blood of Jesus is light, it's energy. It quickens you from depression, takes you up into the presence of God, where you can see God, you know you are loved. In fact, the Bible says, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So it's the blood, that contact, that quickens your soul, quickens the mind, energizes the mind. The mind comes alive. That energy is not from book. It's not from eating food. It's not from social relationship. It comes from that relationship. So the blood renews the mind. The word of God renews, and then the spirit of God also. So those three things, the blood, the spirit, and the word of God. Those are the three things. And you find it in 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. He said there are three things that bring the life of God to your soul. God loves you. If you open up your heart, the power of God will be so real that he says Emmanuel means God with us. So God is not far away. He is right here. And as we open our hearts, that reality comes into us.
Amen.
Praise God. Nice.
Listening friend, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org. under the Mark and Friends tab. Many things to be thinking about. Thank you, Brother Jokes. Thank you, Amika, for joining us for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And as mentioned, I hope to see many of you tomorrow night, 6 p.m., as Ubi comes in from Indiana to speak on biblical and practical paths to unity. And then if you can stay around for our community-wide prayer and worship gathering, we'd love to have you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Amen.